You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
I hope today we explore how the telehealth and digital health has impacted us over the past 9 months and where this much needed pivot will take us in the future. Because it's something that has been out there for a long time. It's not a new idea. Radio has been used in cruise ships and the Navy for years. But in recent times, we've started to think about how can we use that in our everyday lives to make our health better? How can we use virtual reality care, so to speak, to help us to circumvent the diseases that are out there that are challenges to our health? How can we prevent diseases from happening through having more access to health screenings and treatment for acute illness that might prevent something further down the line? So when you think about chronic diseases, you know, it's an 80% of all hospital admissions in this country are as a result of a chronic illness. And 9 in 10 prescriptions are related to managing chronic illness. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about diabetes, heart disease, cancer, renal or kidney disease. And, you know, 50 years ago, healthcare inflation in the United States was about 5%. Today, it's about 20%. We are on a pace where we aren't going to be able to sustain. So we have to think about the evolution that has happened as a result of COVID. It changed everything. When we were told we had to social distance, everybody had to figure out, okay, now how are we going to deliver healthcare safely when people can't come into the door of the hospital or clinic? It possibly can reduce the number of care visits. It might reduce readmissions to hospitals. And in light of hospitals suffering and having to deal with the impact of COVID and the lack of ICU beds, the lack of staffing due to disease and illness, it became almost a must for every hospital in the country to figure out how to do digital health. We need to look at digital health to address the full cycle, life cycle of care for each and every person. Now, I see it as, I would really appreciate it for my parents who are in their 80s, who both have chronic illness. It takes a more holistic approach to their care. It keeps somebody at an arm's length that they can talk to about things that happened to them. And it was utilized during COVID. It was not easy because my parents had difficulty, but they figured it out. And it is showing an impact on existing and chronic conditions. It helps to promptly identify things that are happening and help to diagnose before things get to the point where the person has to be put in the hospital. But we're not quite ready for what happened. We're not totally prepared for where we headed quickly. These solutions enable home care. It builds relationships. It helps the consumer of healthcare. But what about reimbursement? What about the fact that Medicare had to come out with reimbursement guidelines when COVID happened? There were blanket waivers implemented across CMS, and proper reimbursement for the types of care that was happening was an unknown. But telehealth, video appointments, digital healthcare is here to stay. We must now, as a country, and each state must figure out, how do we move into having the technology to provide the types of care that's going to be available in the future? Now, some of our EHR, EMR systems, such as Cerner and Epic, have capability within their system to do conferencing with a patient. The problem that you find in rural areas is that the individuals or the consumers of that care do not have broadband or internet. There's not an infrastructure for what we want to do or need to do. And these are the vulnerable populations that need the care. They are the people that telehealth is worth investing in. And it's not just for the patient. This is also for the physicians. It eases their burden that they have for care. It could be a problem solver. Physicians being burned out not having the time to put in the care that they want to put in, you know, having to deal with third party commercial payer pre-authorizations, pre-certifications, and the types of things that they have to deal with in order to get reimbursed for care, if they can somehow merge in person with remote care, care will increase. There will be relationships built between clinicians, physicians, and nurses with their patients. It may help patients to better adhere to their drugs, their prescriptions, and how they react. And there is no doubt in my mind that telehealth will help with the mental health issues in this country. It will provide better access to people who need care. It will help circumvent some of the health disparities that are out there, where economically people aren't able to get care. And in the world's greatest country, why is that an issue? This virtual environment that we have the opportunity to move forward on, we are on the cusp of something fantastic. What do we need to do to get there? We need legislators in this country to invest in technology. That is a necessity for us to have healthcare moving forward. It will impact patients, providers, and hospitals. Telemedicine and virtual care is all about convenience. For the cancer patient that has to have care weekly, there may be ways to utilize telehealth visits so that the patient doesn't have to miss as much work as they have in the past. So PricewaterhouseCooper has a health research institute, and in an executive survey in September of 2020, 38% of the executives expected more than one quarter of all clinical trials to be virtual by 2025. Clinical trials that sometimes offer the best care for the cancer patient. Clinical trials that sometimes patients do not participate in because it often requires more visits to a clinic. Our healthcare is changing. Clinical trials are one small piece of the consumerization of healthcare today. We have to take that healthcare delivery to the next level. And accomplishing that is going to be a challenge, because during COVID, there was a 4,300% increase in telehealth visits. Talk to your legislators. Tell them that we need technology and broadband across this country. Tell them we need CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, to review all aspects of reimbursement for virtual care. We need our commercial payers, insurance companies, to essentially get with the program and cover care, including prescription medicines, for patients who can take them at home or take them orally versus IV, which eliminates having to go to the clinic. I think we can do this, but we need our legislators across this country, in each state and in Congress, to realize that patients want to take charge of their health. And the only way we can do that is to open the door, make interoperability and interconnection easier for everyone, and see telehealth technology as a necessity for our success and future in healthcare beyond 2020. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Kelly to the Core.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.